Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So it's Monday the 14th of October 2024. Today, I want to give away one of my secrets. I want to talk about the power of learning people's first names. So if I go back about 10, 15 years or so, when I used to do loads of networking, I don't mean cables, I mean going out and meeting people, and I was running events and I was meeting up with clients on a regular basis. So we had, this isn't a previous business, but we had a couple of hundred clients and a lot of them came to the events that we were putting on, which were all included as part of the package that we were selling. And I realized one day that I had this most horrendous problem, which is I couldn't remember the names of my clients. So for each of our clients, I'd know their face. I'm pretty good with faces because I'm more or less a visual thinker. But I wouldn't remember their name. I wouldn't remember their business name. And I wouldn't remember whereabouts they were based. And the more clients we added on and the more networking I did, the more I realized that was holding me back. Because not knowing someone's name when you do actually know them, and especially when they're working with you, that's a barrier. It's a massive barrier. And my brain just couldn't cope with remembering all of those details for all of those people. And I remember chatting it through with a very good friend of mine who said to me, and this is the secret, this is the thing I'm giving away. He said, Paul, he said, you don't need to remember all these details about people. All you need to remember is their first name. If when you see someone, and you say, you look at them and you've got this look of recognition in their face and you sort of slap your hand into their hand and say, Dave, how are you? That's it. As far as they're concerned, they will believe that you remember who they are, whether or not you do actually remember who they are. So I made a conscious decision that day. Do you remember last week, if you listened to last week, so I was talking about last week's 5-Minute Motivation, I was talking about how your attitude and not your aptitude determines your altitude. Well, I decided to change my attitude on that day, and I decided to become someone who was good at remembering first names. So I wasn't even going to try to remember their surnames, their business name, where they were based, how business was going, all of that, because that's impossible when you know hundreds of people, when you're trying to know 100 people. I made a choice that day that I was going to be world-class good at remembering people's first names. And to this day, that's one of my superpowers. So in fact, I'm thinking now about people I haven't met for 10, 15 years, clients, people I used to work with, and I'm seeing their faces in my mind now, and I'm remembering their first names. It's really cool. If you and I have ever interacted in some way, or maybe we've met at an event, I will try my hardest to remember your first name. And I don't quite know how I do it in my brain. It's just, I don't know, I guess we can all do it. It's just a little switch that I turned on one day when I decided to be good at first names. But I won't remember the name of your MSP, I won't remember whereabouts you're based, and I won't remember many other details. And please don't be offended by that. It's just my way of remembering hundreds of people without getting too caught up in the details and mixing it all up. Now, you can do exactly the same thing. So if you do go networking or you talk to lots of your clients and their staff, the users, you can remember people's first names. I think the secret to do it is locking it into their face, because of course, as humans, our brains have evolved to be very good at remembering faces at the expense of remembering other details. So this is a superpower that anyone can do. But the most important thing is you have to make a choice. You have to make a conscious choice that yes, I am going to get good at remembering people's first names so that they feel as though I am remembering them. It's a very, very cool skill to have, and you can do it. So just something from the notice board, and that's what the content that we're going to have next week. So this coming Thursday, we're going to release content for week commencing the 21st of October. It's a good one this time. This week we have the subject is that a third of all data loss is caused by problems with backups. So you're going to educate your leads, your prospects, probably not so much your clients because you should be on top of all the backups for your clients, but educate your leads and your prospects about the fact a third of all data loss is caused by problems with backups. And of course, you're educating them that the answer is to have an expert like you and your team managing their backups and checking them and verifying them. It's a great subject to educate people about. I'm going to be back next Monday with another 5-Minute Monday Motivation. And look, if there's anything we can do to help you with your marketing, to make your marketing easy, please do reach out to me and my team. Our email address is hello@mspmarketingedge.com. See you next Monday.